This is Classic Poetry Aloud, and today's reading in Shakespeare Week is Mark Antony's speech from Julius Caesar, Act 3. Caesar has been slain by his assassins, and Brutus has addressed the mob. Brutus, though, makes several mistakes. He speaks eloquently enough, but in prose, he begins his speech, "Be patient till the last, Romans, countrymen, and lovers, hear me for my cause, and be silent that you may hear." He goes on using some of the tools of rhetoric, and the crowd seem to be positive towards him. He makes two mistakes, though. Firstly, he invites Mark Antony to speak. Secondly, he leaves without hearing what Mark Antony has to say. Mark Antony steps up to the dais. "Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. The noble, Brutus, hath told you Caesar was ambitious. If it were so, it were a grievous fault. And grievously hath Caesar answered it. Here, under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honourable man, so are they all honourable men, come I to speak in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just to me, but Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honourable man. He hath brought many captives home to Rome, whose ransoms did the general coffers fill. Did this in Caesar seem ambitious? When that the poor have cried, Caesar hath wept. Ambition should be made of sterner stuff. Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honourable man. You all did see that on the Lupercal I thrice presented him a kingly crown, which he did thrice refuse. Was this ambition? Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and sure, he is an honourable man. I speak not to disprove what Brutus spoke, but here I am to speak what I do know. You all did love him once, not without cause. What cause withholds you then to mourn for him? O judgment, thou art fled to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason. Bear with me. My heart is in the coffin there with Caesar, and I must pause till it come back to me." Mark Antony then allows the mob to whip itself up into a frenzy, and, allowing them to invite him, steps down from the dais to where Caesar's body is, and asks them to step back. They're pressing round him and around Caesar, who lies slain, wrapped up in his cloak. And Antony addresses them again. "If you have tears, prepare to shed them now. You all do know this mantle. I remember the first time ever Caesar put it on. 'Twas on a summer's evening, in his tent, the day he overcame the Nervii. Look, in this place ran Cassius' dagger through. See what a rent the envious Casca made. Through this the well-beloved Brutus stamped. And as he plucked his cursed steel away, mark how the blood of Caesar followed it, as rushing out of doors, to be resolved if Brutus so unkindly knocked or no. For Brutus, as you know, was Caesar's angel. Judge, O you gods, how dearly Caesar loved him. This was the most unkindest cut of all. For when the noble Caesar saw him stab, ingratitude, more strong than traitor's arms, quite vanquished him. Then burst his mighty heart, and in his mantle muffling up his face, even at the base of Pompey's statue, which all the while ran blood, great Caesar fell. Oh, what a fool was there, my countrymen. Then I and you and all of us fell down whilst bloody treason flourished over us. Oh, now you weep, and I perceive you feel the dint of pity. These are gracious drops. Kind souls, what weep you when you but behold our Caesar's vesture wounded? Look you here, he is himself marred, as you see, with traitors." Mark Antony then takes Caesar's mantle, his cloak, off his corpse, revealing the wounds from the assassin's daggers in his body, and it's a masterly stroke. the citizens, the plebeians, get themselves increasingly whipped up into a fervour. Antony actually has to pull them back to tell them about the will, to give them the extra incentive to go off and do exactly what he wants. In the course of this, rather brilliantly, he says to them, "I am no orator, as Brutus is, but as you know me all, a plain, blunt man." Of course, he's anything but. He knows exactly what he's doing. And if we have any doubt about that, after the citizens have gone off saying, "Let's burn the place down, let's pluck down benches, let's pluck down forms, windows, anything," Antony's left on stage. And we hear him speak the words of truth that's been driving him all through this rhetorical display. "Now let it work. Mischief, thou art afoot. Take thou what course thou wilt." And there we hear the passion of his love for Caesar mingled, perhaps, with his ambition of what he can achieve with the mob on his side.